Hello, everyone, and welcome to English Digest.
I am Sam.
I'm Angeline. I find these writing tasks a little bit easier because we don't really need to come up with a thesis or argue for or against a statement.
Yes.
Plus, we don't need to do any research.
No.
Well, for the most part, we don't need to do any research, right? All we need to do is describe what is going on in the picture.
Mm-hmm. 好的，同学们呢，这期的看图片写作，恭喜大家。为什么呢？因为图片写作比起这个论说文啊，或是图表写作来的简单一些哦，所见即所得，你就把图片上看到的变成一篇故事就可以了，你不用做任何研究，不用做任何的这个辩解，你为什么支持它都不用，只要把这个图片上的故事讲完就可以了。
And what's more, the picture we're going to be writing about is really interesting, if I might say so, okay? We're writing about a man with 7 arms. Can you believe it?Just joking. But there really is a lot going on in this picture to write about. So let's take a look at our writing prompt.
Okay, 好的，马上看一下我们今天的图片写作的提示了。他说呢，请仔细观察下方图片的内容，写出一篇120字以上的文章来描述图中的人、事、物以及它可能的发展。文章呢，必须要有合理的发展及完整的结局。
So our writing exercise requires us to write a 120-word essay based on the picture. Okay, so describe the people and events in the picture. Who is this person? Where is this? What is going on? You'll need to establish a clear and logical position about your topic that you will support and develop throughout the essay. So it wouldn't make sense if I said the man, let's call him Jim, behind the counter is the customer, unless I can support this statement.
Yeah. Okay. 好，所以呢，看图写作呢，要怎么把图片里面的细节变成一篇故事哦？很简单的方法呢，就是你可以问自己几个问题。那这就是呢，要问自己说，时是人第五，问一下这个是谁啊，在哪里发生了什么事，为什么发生？把这些问题呢都回答出来，其实我们大概就知道我们故事的走向要怎么走了。比方说呢，我看这个图，看到这个人很忙 ，OK， 他手很多 ，OK， 所以呢，我猜他是在这个便利商店上班喽。那是不是这年头因为这个超商业务增加太多了？比方说你要做这个咖啡，你要快递，甚至还要做手摇饮料，所以呢，哎，他就忙不过来了。然后呢，今天就有什么突发状况等等哦，这个就可以是一篇故事。那 Angeline 呢还提到了一个很实用的做法呢，就是帮这个故事里的人物命名哦，不然呢，我们一直说这个店员、顾客 she 啊 he 啊，很容易让这个读者混淆。所以，比方说我们这边就叫他 Jim。
Okay, so of course it goes without saying your conclusion should also be reasonable, okay?
Yes, yes, yes. 好，故事呢，最后别忘了要给他一个结论呢。我们要有这个文章一样是要有起承转合，那最后呢，合的地方要给他一个结论。注意到这个结论呢，要合乎情理哦。所谓合情合理呢，就是呢，不要前面都在讲这个在超商上班，最后呢忽然讲说，他穿越时空回到清朝当皇阿玛 ，OK， 这样太跳了，读者就不知道发生什么事情了。所以注意到合乎情节，合乎这个图片描述的内容。
That actually sounds like a very funny story.
Yeah,
there's a lot of like TV dramas that
yes,
do that,
yes,
right?
Yes, recently,
like the future or they go back to the past to whatever dynasty. It's kind of funny. Okay, so in contrast to the other writing unit in the magazine, we are only given one picture, okay? So this gives us the freedom to decide how the story will develop. This also means we can decide to place this scene anywhere in the story, the beginning, the middle, or the end. We can use it to develop our plot or even to end the story. For the purposes of this writing exercise, we will use it in the beginning or the middle since we have to come up with our own conclusion.
好，所以呢，看图写作呢，我们有这个看过连环图片写作的。当这个连环图片越多呢，其实它对于故事情节的限制也相对多了。那今天呢，我们这边写作只有呢给我们一张图片，它设定了一个情境，但是它没有告诉你情节发展，所以呢单张图片的看图写作也就相对呢有更多的空间让你来发挥了。那呢跟其他文章一样，我们刚刚提醒过了，也需要呢起承转合，所以呢我们记得要给它一个开头，一个 introduction。 那呢比方说我们给它一句话，让大家知道呢这个是谁在哪里工作，然后呢 body 这个文章主体呢讲一讲这个发生了什么事情，最后呢记得给他一个结论，我们的文章呢就完成了。
So the approach you might want to take when writing an essay in response to a picture is to first carefully observe what is going on in the picture, interpret the message it is trying to convey, and then come up with a theme for the story. So will the story be about an overworked employee or maybe the morning rush? Then you'll need to decide how you're going to develop and conclude this story.
好的，看图写作第一步当然是仔细观察图片了，看图片里的细节发生了什么事情，它在哪里。这个时候呢，你就可以问一下人、事、实地、物。再来呢，我们设定好故事背景之后，就可以开始来编你的故事喽。
So it's a good idea to separate your story into several paragraphs so it's easy for your audience to follow. Mm-hmm. Maybe in the first paragraph, you can describe what is going on. And in the second paragraph, you can talk about a technique Jim discovered so that he could serve 5 customers at the same time.
Yeah. Okay, 在我们的提示里面呢并没有要求要分段了但是建议大家写这篇文章呢还是可以分段。通常呢第一段呢我们比较是在描述这个故事背景哦让读者知道我们在讲什么帮助读者入戏。那第二段开始呢我们就可以有一些转折了并且带到结论比方说像 Angeline 提醒大家说、哦、第一段呢可以讲说他这个平常是在做什么事情第二段就可以讲说我们这个主角 Jim 发现了这个 technique 一个技术让他呢可以同时服务五个客人 OK 因为呢他发现了这个事情就是一个转折那最后呢我们再给他一个结论
Okay, so we're writing a narrative today, so we will likely be using the past tense, mm-hmm. okay? So ensure your tenses are consistent throughout your essay. And the final writing tip is to name your character so it's easier to write about him or her. This, I think, Sam mentioned earlier already,
yes,
right?
Yes, okay. 好,所以呢,最后我们再提醒大家一下,因为我们现在写一个故事,故事顾名思义是发生在过去,所以我们的时态呢,尽量都是用这个过去式的时态来讲这个故事。那另外刚刚提醒过大家,就是呢,我们这个文章里的角色呢,是可以帮他命名。
So now we know what our essay will look like. It's time to start brainstorming some ideas, okay? So study the picture and jot down what you see. It might be helpful to keep the 5 W's in mind. Who is in the picture? What is happening? Where is this situation taking place? When might this be happening? Why might what is happening in the picture be happening?
好，写作的最开始呢，我们就要来观察图片了，并且呢，刚刚已经讲过了，你可以问自己人、事、时、地、物，把这些问题通通问清楚。刚刚Angeline已经把这问题都已经告诉你了，所以呢，你就可以问自己这些问题，借由这个图片上的细节呢，图片上画什么东西呢，来回答这些问题。那呢，你的故事背景呢，也就设定好了。
Yeah, so the 5 W's may not be obvious in the picture, so you can kind of use your imagination to answer some of them. Observe the subjects and their body language, especially the position of their hands as they represent emotions and actions. So we can tell Jim is overwhelmed, okay, from the sweat dripping off his face. Do you see the sweat?
Yeah.
And also because his hands are flying all over the place.
Okay, Angeline 呢这边就教大家呢怎么样来观察图片了。你呢可以仔细看一下人物的手跟他的表情是怎么样。比方说呢，我们的这个 Jim 呢，他是怎么样，满头大汗，还是看起来这个非常轻松呢？他的手呢是很忙很忙，在准备咖啡，在收银，在缴费，在收送包裹，还要微波，还要准备双麒麟。Okay, 所以呢，应该是这个很忙很忙哦，不是这个闲在旁边没事干。
Yeah, and it's possible, like because we don't know how many customers are in the store.
Yeah.
It might be possible that it's just one customer who has all of these requests. I would like my ice cream, I would like coffee, I would like my parcel. Yeah, it's crazy. I actually think working at a convenience store can be pretty tough.
Really, really, really tough.
Yeah, and like you said earlier, now convenience stores require you to make bubble tea or like drinks like that.
Yes.
And I always thought it was so weird that 7-Eleven and Family Mart decided that they wanted to go into this part of the business because there's so many well-established bubble tea stores already.
Yeah, but
right?
It's kind of like a competition. If you don't do this, what if like Family Mart doesn't do a bubble tea? And 7-Eleven come always bubble tea.
Yeah,
it's really sad for this staff. I think these chain stores, they are actually doing a very good job. They are expanding their tests, but still, like these new tests are actually doing it quite well.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. So going back to our picture and our brainstorming, right?
Yep.
You know, we got to see what's going on in the picture. Honestly, everyone's interpretation of these pictures may be different. Okay. But it's important to ensure your claims can be backed up by the picture. So like I said earlier, I could say that there's only one customer and this customer is making demands of the convenience store clerk by saying, I want all these things done at the same time.
Yeah,
it's possible.
I hate to see this kind of customer when I'm in the line.
Yeah.
Normally they take a lot of time too.
They want everything done. Yeah.
I just want a cup of coffee. Can I go first? 好，所以呢，每一个人看到图片呢，观察到的重点呢，跟看到的感觉都不一样，都没有关系哦。这也是看图写作非常好玩的地方。这样你观察到的点呢，可以用来编成一篇故事哦，合情合理，那都很棒。在这边呢，没有错误的答案。
So let's take a look at the sample brainstorming web in the magazine. Okay, so the central theme of the story is a busy convenience store employee. Okay, so the focus is going to be on this employee. Then the words ice cream, panic.Package, payment, and microwave are written around the theme. Okay, that's because we see these images in the picture. We see an ice cream cone. We see, you know, the guy is panicking. We see that he needs to deal with a package, and then he's trying to process a payment, and the microwave is beside. Okay, so more words might come to mind, so you can write them down, and you can branch off to even more specific details, like the coffee is missing its sleeve.And other things that you notice, yes.
好，所以呢，在这边提供大家一个脑力激荡的做法哦。你呢，可以把你的中心思想写在中间，环绕着这个中心思想呢，我们就把所有你看到的、想到的东西都记下来。在这个 brainstorming， 在这个脑力激荡的阶段呢，写越多越好哦。OK， 我们呢就可以把你写下来这些点呢，来去无存精，变成这篇故事。比方说呢，我们的范例的中心呢，就是这个忙碌的店员哦，旁边就写下来这个你看到的所有事情。比方说你看到这个包裹啊很慌张啊你看到这个微波炉等等等一下呢我们就可以把这些点呢连成线来编成一篇故事了。
So the biggest advantage of brainstorming is the amount of ideas that are generated, okay? This will make structuring your outline easier. The more ideas you have, the easier it is to organize those ideas. Okay, so now after brainstorming, the next step is to write an outline. So an outline can help us organize the paragraphs into an order that makes sense, and it also ensures each paragraph is fully developed.
好的，所以呢，在这边呢，我们马上呢就是要来拟定大纲了。我们呢就可以把刚刚写下来的这些重点，你看到这些重点呢去无存精，然后呢把这些点连成线，就可以呢写成我们的大纲了。
Okay, so let's take a look at our example outline in the magazine. Okay, the sentence says, Nikki was the best worker at the convenience store. Okay, and the supporting statement says, he could finish tasks quickly and handle many at the same time. So he's a good multitasker. B, his coworkers called him the man with 100 hands. And one day he had to do everything himself and things went wrong.
OK， 好，现在我们的这个范例文章里面呢，就把这个主角命名为 Nikki 哦。他呢，在这边如同我们刚刚建议的呢，把文章也分段了、哦。所以呢，第一个段落里面就介绍一下 Nikki 是谁，让读者了解故事的背景，认识我们今天的主角、哦。所以呢 ，Nikki 呢，他是一位超商店员，他手脚很快，同时呢，都叫他有100只手的男子。It really sounds like an Indian god or something.
Yeah, it does.
OK， 但是呢，有一天哦。因为呢，所有事情都只有他自己一个人在处理，所以呢，就怎么样就出歹机啦，就出事情了。Things go wrong， 就是呢出问题了。所以呢，我们就可以预期到呢，在第二段里面，故事应该就要有转折喽。
Okay, and our topic sentence number 2 reads: Nikki messed up an order and started to panic. A, he was mixing up all his tasks. B, the customers thought it was funny. And C, the store manager finally came to help. Oh, finally. Okay.
Yeah. Thankfully, the customers thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were not like pissed off.
And it's funny because I think that once you mess up one order, you do panic and then you end up messing up even more orders.
Yeah.
You're so confused.
Yeah. There's a lot of things coming up.
Yeah. Okay. And then the conclusion, it says, it turned out that Nikki needed a helping hand.
好的。所以呢。在第二段落呢，果不其然，我们 Nikki 呢开始搞混他的工作内容，开始出错了。幸好呢，这个顾客没有生气哦，然后店经理也赶快过来帮忙了。最后呢，记得我们要一个结论了。我们作者就说呢，即便是 Nikki 这样子厉害的人，即便是呢这个有100只手的男人呢，他还是需要有帮手的啦。
Yeah. So from this outline, we can see our story begin to take shape. Okay. So we can go back and look at whether we've included everything, so our story makes sense. We can also see where we need to cut information or.Find places where more information is needed.
好，所以呢，写大纲的好处呢，就在于你可以看到每一个段落呢，你要怎么写，你计划怎么写。我们这边呢，就是等于是有一个 draft 的一个草稿了。那看这个草稿呢，你就可以看得出来，哎，哪里有太少细节要补充，哪里呢讲太多了需要删减。那这些动作呢，假如你是在已经文章都写完了才回头要来改，那就会很花时间了。那再来呢，有了大纲还可以怎么样？写作过程当中呢，其实你是比较不会走歪，或者 字是呢比较不会卡关呢、嗯、OK， 所以记得了，写作前先拟定大纲，看起来好像多此一举，但其实呢会帮你后面真正的写作省下很多时间了。
So now you have your introduction, your conclusion, and your outline. Writing the body should be fairly straightforward, okay? All you really need to do is expand the ideas in your outline. Now, this involves making paragraphs that not only flow from sentence to sentence within the paragraphs, but also between each paragraph. And you can do this with the help of transitions.
嗯哼，提醒大家咯，这个我们已经有大纲，我们看到每一个句子怎么写，每一个主题句，我们有这个开头，有文章，主体，有结论。那再来就是怎么把它串联在一起。这边呢，提醒大家就可以多用一些 transitions， 不管是单字也好，片语也好，这个呢帮助你来做转折的或是连接的这些词汇呢，在你写作的时候都会起到很大的帮助。
Okay, I think it's time to take a break right now, right?
Yes.
Okay, we'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. So now we're going to take a look at our basic sample.、
Mm-hmm.
Basic sample. Nicky was one of the best workers at his convenience store. He could ring up purchases, make coffee, heat up food, and process bill payments at lightning speed. He was so quick and so good at handling multiple tasks that his coworkers called him the man with 100 hands. However, Nicky usually had another person with him at the counter.One day, two people called in sick, and he had to do everything himself. That's when everything started going wrong. First, Nicky accidentally squeezed ice cream into a coffee cup. He began to panic, and all of a sudden, he couldn't do anything right. He put someone's phone bill in the microwave, tried to heat up popcorn in the freezer, and nearly poured coffee into an ice cream cone. No one really complained. They were too busy laughing.Finally, the store manager came to help Nicky out. It turned out that the man with 100 hands needed a helping hand of his own. Okay, so Nicky is the man with 100 hands, okay? He can do a lot of things. He can process bill payments and do everything at lightning speed. But he always actually had somebody else at the counter.
Yes, so this is probably the first time. Yeah,
he's actually working by himself. So maybe compared to his other coworkers, he was fast and he could do more than one.
Mm-hmm.
But if you said to get him to have a one-man show where he's the only one doing it, then that's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it is, you know, when people call in sick, it does make a bit of an issue for the store manager.
Yes.
Because then you're going to have to call people in to come and fill in.
Yeah.
You know, because when I was younger, we had part-time. There was people who were on part-time, and then there were people who...could be called in whenever somebody was sick.
Uh-huh.
So it's called on call.
Okay.
So like, for example, like I would have to be on call on Saturday because I said I could work on Saturday,
okay.
But I'm not scheduled to work on Saturday.
Okay.
But I need to be on call in case somebody calls
in sick. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're like a backup.
Yeah.
In case there's anything happen.
I think flight attendants have on call and then maybe hospital staff, like
hospital
nurses
staff. Yes, for sure.
Like, but normal part-time jobs, like maybe at a convenience store, do you think that they have like...employees who are on call?
Probably not. Yeah.
Okay. So if you were on a shift and two people called in sick, you would be on your own.
Yeah, the manager.
The manager would have to jump in and help.
Yes.
Okay. So I worked in retail before, and my favorite thing to do was ring up purchases.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So ring up is a phrasal verb. If a shop assistant rings up a sale on a cash register, he or she presses the keys or scans the products in order to record the amount that is being spent. Okay. So they're totaling your bill. You can say ring up a purchase or ring up a sale.
嗯哼 ，ring up 就是结账的意思哦。你可以想象一下，当你打开这个收银机的时候，是不是会有一个轻这样的一声、？OK， 这个响铃的关系呢，所以我们结账呢就会说 ring up。ring up 你可以 ring up a purchase 或是 ring up a sale。
Now don't get ring up confused with ring somebody up.
Okay?
Because to ring somebody up is to make a phone call to someone. For example, the angry customer rang up the store and asked to speak to the manager.、
Oh.
So this doesn't mean that the customer decided to go and process his own sale.
No.
He actually called up the store and asked to speak to the manager.
嗯哼，好，所以呢 ring up, OK, 我们刚刚讲说是结账的意思，但是假如说呢你 ring somebody up, 那就表示呢你是打电话给他 ring 他一下。OK, 这个是电话响了响，跟我们刚刚讲的这个结账是完全不同的意思，所以呢要注意到看一下这个句子里面怎么说，不要搞混咯。
So Nicky, well, he was the man with 100 hands、
mm-hmm.
because he could handle multiple tasks at lightning speed. That means he could do it really, really really, really, really fast. Now, he was given that nickname by his coworkers, okay? So the people you work with are called your coworkers.
OK, 我们看到这个单字呢，假如说你是这个 C-O-C-O 这个字首，其实呢它就有一起的意思了。比方说呢，这个 cooperate 是合作，所以呢 work 是工作的意思， co-work 就是一起工作，所以呢 co-workers, OK, 这些人呢就是你的同事了。
Now, have you heard of the phrase call in sick?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so to call in sick basically means to call your manager or employer and tell them you won't be coming into work because you are sick. For example, I called in sick on Tuesday or I missed work on Tuesday because I was off sick. In Taiwan, are employees given sick days?
Yes, we are. But according to the regulation, when you take a sick leave, the company can pay you only half on that day.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't like taking sick leaves unless it's really bad.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, now let's take a look at our advanced sample. Advanced sample.Benny woke up raring to go for his first day of work. Although he was just a convenience store clerk, he was determined to do his level best at his new job. After training to work the cash register, Benny officially began his shift. Little did he know what he was getting himself into. Around lunchtime, waves of people came pouring through the doors of the store. Benny's face turned white as orders began piling up for ice cream, hot bentos, coffee, and package pickups. One young lady even paid for her meal in $1 NT coins. Benny scrambled around like a madman, the whole time wondering, "Where's my boss? Will this craziness ever end? Will I have to go through this every day?" But soon, after choking out a last, "Thank you, come again," Benny realized the store had gone quiet.He had filled all the customers' orders flawlessly, and they'd all left. Benny pumped his fist as his heart swelled with pride. He had survived his first ever lunch rush. Wow, I must say I salute Benny because this was his first day of work, and it sounds like he was the only one on the job, which is also a little bit odd because it's his first day. Somebody should be coaching him,
Yes, yeah.
What if he runs into a problem? But it sounds like he was made to do this.
Yeah, he's like made for this job.
Exactly.
Born to be a convenience store staff.
Yeah. He was raring to report for work. Okay, if you're raring, you're ready and you're excited to start to do something. Okay, you're so eager. You probably feel this when you're going about to go on vacation, right?
Yes,
on your first day of work.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, but for vacation, yes, like the Chinese New Year coming up. Yes, I'm raring. Okay, raring 这个字呢，我们中文就翻译为这个卯足了劲哦，做好准备，非常期待这样的意思。所以呢，我们主角就是一个很正面、很正向的一个人，很有正能量。他很期待呢，去超商开始他的第一个工作天。
Okay, so when you work at a convenience store, you usually have to do shift work, okay? That means you don't work 9 to 5 every day. Instead, you have a scheduled period of time to work. So you might work 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. for 5 days, rest for 2 days, and then work an early shift for the next 5 days, maybe from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. This also means your days off might not necessarily fall on the weekends, okay? So part-time jobs and companies or corporations that operate 24-7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,will usually require you to work in shifts, okay? Can you think of other jobs that require you to work in shifts?
I think like guards.
Security guards?
Yeah, security guards, like staff at the restaurant.
That's
true. They will probably need to take shifts. Yeah, okay. 所以 shift 呢，就是我们说的排班哦，跟我们这个朝九晚五的工作不太一样。如果呢，你是 working shifts, 你可能呢就是排，比方说这个礼拜你要上3天班，然后比方说礼拜一的时候是早上8点到下午3点，那可能礼拜二是上下午5点到晚上10点等等。OK, 你有排班的，我们英文就会说working shifts.
Well, it can turn white or pale when you're nervous, when you're scared, or when you feel nauseous. Okay, pale. I think I feel very pale right now because I'm really cold.
Yeah. Okay, pale 呢就是 苍白的，所以呢，当你的脸变得苍白 ，your face turned pale， 或者是呢 turned white， OK， 变成白色了，表示呢你这个吓惨了，要不呢就是被吓到，要不然就是很紧张，或是呢可能像这个刚刚 Angeline 说，哎呦，我们这个录音的房间很冷，所以呢他的脸变得很苍白。
Okay, so what do you usually have for lunch, Sam? Do you have bentos?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
That's usually the most convenient thing to get because it's quick, it's easy, and there's a lot of options to choose
yes,
from, right?
Yes, yes,
yes. I especially like the ones that you get to pick out the size yourself.
Ah, yes. Yeah. I also like the ones that I get to pick my own size.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to admit those sizes are not always so good.
Yeah, so, some of them are not very good.
Yeah, so it's good for you to pick your own thing.
Yeah, okay, so to scramble around means to move with urgency or panic.
Mm-hmm.
A madman is a man who is or acts as if insane.
Yeah, okay. Scramble around 就是到处跑哦。那 mad 这个形容词呢就是形容发疯了。如果呢我们说 madman 这两个字连在一起的时候就表示呢发神经啊这个人哦就是呢我们中文翻译的狂人。Okay.
Okay, and if something is flawless, it has no imperfections or it has no flaws. It's mm-hmm. perfect, okay? So I can't believe Benny's first day on the job went flawlessly. That means nothing went wrong on his first day.
No.
You know, he was made for this job. That's what I think.
Yes, okay. Flawless, 呢 flaw 这个字就是表示有缺陷的、哦、所以 flawless 没有缺陷表示呢是很完美的。我们 Benny 呢今天第一天上班就是 flawless, okay? 完全没有任何差错。
Yeah, I think if it was me on my first day of work at a convenience store、
yeah.
and I had to deal with the morning rush, I would probably, after the second or third customer, I would just like have my head in my hands and I'd just start crying. I can't do this.
Yeah, it's simply too hard.
It is. I really believe that convenience store workers, I really admire them because they have to have...good memory for
yes,
one
yes.
and they need to be very patient because、
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people who go to convenience stores are always in a rush and、
yeah.
they can have a bad attitude and stuff like that. So yeah, people who work at convenience stores, good for you guys.
Yeah, respect.
Yeah, a lot of respect for you.、Yeah. Okay, so we've come to the end of our lesson for today.、
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys for joining us. We hope it's been a very educational I guess,、
yeah.
lesson, as it always is. Okay, we will see you guys next time. This is Angeline.
This is Sam.
Goodbye.
Bye.